You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. At Oakland's Kaiser Medical Center, there's a big conference room in the basement. Most days, it doesn't look like much. Linoleum floors and high, flat ceilings. But one night a year, a giant disco ball hangs in the middle of the room, and those linoleum floors echo the laughter and chatter of hundreds of teenagers there to have a good time. It's the pediatric prom. The National Institutes of Health estimates that as many as one in five kids and teens in the U.S. suffer from chronic illness. For many, this means they miss out on some of the biggest milestones of adolescence. Kaiser Permanente puts on this annual event to help treat the social effects of these teens' illnesses. Michelle Pitcher has the story.
It's Saturday evening, and Kaiser's hallways are full of life. The basement feels like a teenage dream. It's basically a one-stop shop for everything a prom-goer could want. There are volunteer hairdressers and makeup artists and racks of donated dresses.
Oh, that one's pretty.
I'm wearing a dress that I got here at the hospital.
That's Jade Lilly. It's her first time here.
It's a two-piece, and the top is sequined. It's bright pink, which is kind of crazy. I don't usually wear pink, but someone saw it and said that they thought it would look good on me, so I tried it on, and I immediately fell in love, and I've gotten so many compliments.
Jade's here with her friend Megan. They and about 100 other teens, all patients with chronic illness or in recovery, are getting ready for the pediatric prom. For the last 5 years, Kaiser Oakland's put on this event. They invite over all the teens treated at the pediatric ICU from the previous year. The kids can bring guests, and parents can tag along. In a lot of ways, it's just like any other prom. Everyone looks and feels awesome, like Jade's friend Megan.
My look tonight is a navy dress with a bun and, I don't know, makeup, yeah.
That's Megan being humble. She's wearing her hair in a bun with strands framing her face. Her navy blue dress hits at her ankles, and her jewel-encrusted shoes match her diamond-detailed belt. The shoes are hers, but she got the dress from the donation racks. Before the dance, Megan, Jade, and all the other teens crowd into the basement to get ready. In one room, Michelle Austin watches her 17-year-old daughter, Faith, get her eyeshadow done.
This is my baby girl, Faith. Yeah, Faith Austin. This is our fourth one, fourth prom here. Got four dresses now.
Michelle's sitting on the floor with her back against the wall, and she has a huge grin on her face. She has her head tilted to the side to get a better look at her daughter. I ask if she comes with Faith every year.
Of course. It's fun for her. She loves it, so I want to see her enjoying it. So it's a blessing.
One, two, three, smile. All right, one more. Awesome.
I sit down at a quiet table with 17-year-old Megan so she can give her feet a break. It's her fourth year attending the event.
So I've basically been here for the entire time.
Megan suffers from two chronic illnesses. She was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis 4 years ago. That means she has ulcers and inflammation in her digestive tract. Over the course of her treatment, she developed another condition called chronic fatigue syndrome.
It has heavily affected my teenage years.
The Mayo Clinic says social isolation is one of the symptoms.
I'm very exhausted a lot of the time, so going to outing events, stuff like that, I have to reserve my energy, and I miss out on a lot of school, so I don't really get to socialize that much.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 3 million adults in the U.S. have ulcerative colitis. But it's much harder to estimate how many kids and teens are suffering from the disease and any other chronic illness. Many young people don't have the words to describe their symptoms, or they're not taken seriously by health professionals. Megan said that even her friends didn't seem to understand what she was going through.
And whenever you try and talk to them about your disease, they kind of shut you down a lot. And they kind of make you feel small and stuff like that. They try and give you advice when they don't know what they're talking about. And it's kind of don't worry, I've tried these things, or no, that's not going to work. I don't think you understand. You need to listen to me instead of just talking about what you think you know.
It got even harder after her illness forced her to quit her extracurriculars.
My freshman year, I joined cross country and track, and I found a group of people I related to. But since I lost having that talent to run, I lost connection with them. And they're just oh, you're so strong, you're my role model. But their words didn't reflect their actions. So I was definitely outcasted from that, and I didn't really know where to belong.
For Megan, the social problems weren't the end. One medication she tried, a steroid, caused her to gain weight, among other physical side effects. She became unrecognizable to herself, and it destroyed her mental health.
It distorted my looks, and it took away my sense of self. You just don't feel like yourself, you don't look like yourself, and that depresses and makes you very anxious. So it drove me to the point I was very suicidal, and I tried to kill myself. And they got me off of it after 3 months, but still like a month or two later, I was still dealing with the side effects of it because it was such a heavy medication on my body.
But Megan didn't have to go through it alone. She connected with Jade and other teens at a camp specifically for people with inflammatory bowel diseases, including Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
We already have that sense of like connection because we all kind of understand that we're all going through some type of problem in our lives that's continuous. And you just kind of click together because of that.
She said these kinds of bonds are hard to find.
But like events like these, I feel like I'm at home and I'm very comfortable being myself and I'm very happy.
Many of the teens at the event have similar stories. But on the dance floor, they were just laughing and dancing and screaming along to a Katy Perry song. Their troubles take a backseat, and at least for the night, they're just teenagers having fun. In Oakland, I'm Michelle Pitcher for Cross Currents.
Michelle Pitcher is a student at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism.